During the Netivot Shalom, on the end of Parashat Vayigash, so the Netivot Shalom had been discussing Hashem's reassurance to Yaakov Avinu, I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim, and that Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. And he had said that the concept of Yosef's placing his hand on your eyes is the concept that, just like Yosef, at the very end realized that all the trials and tribulations had been towards the purpose of saving the world, so too we, after all the galuyot, will recognize that it was all for a purpose. V'inei HaTorah Kedosha, and the Holy Torah, hi nitzchit, is eternal. V'havtacha shel anochi yeredim cha mitzrayimah, and the promise that God made, I will go down with you to Egypt, amura hin nechlali Yisrael, v'hin nechol prat, is a promise to the Jewish people at large and to every individual. שיהודי נשלח לרדת מעולמות עליונים לעולם הזה, עולם החושך. A Jew is sent to come down from the upper worlds down to this world, the world of darkness. חושך ענן וערפל, darkness, clouds, fog, מדור הקליפות ומדור היצר הרע, the place where there are the pills, the place where there is the יצר הרע. ותשובתו אמורה בדבר השם ליעקב, and the response is said in God's words to Yaakov, the Yosef Yashit Yado Aleinecha, Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. Kmo she'etzel Yosef nochechu lirot, just like by Yosef, they were proven, they were shown, shekol ha'yisurim she'avar, that all the difficulties, the tormentation that Yosef had to pass, afilo ha'yisurim beruach, even the spiritual torments, הכל היה להביאו לטוב, it was all for the sake of bringing him to good. כך אצל כל יהודי, so too by each Jew. אף כשהוא מתלבט ביצרים הקשים והמרים ביותר, even when he is struggling with the most difficult and bitter forms of desire, תמיד עומדת לו ההבטחה, he always has the promise שיהודי לעולם לא יובד. The Jew will never be lost. וזה המוסר הגדול ביותר ליהודי, and that is the greatest lesson to a Jew. כמאמר הכתוב, like the pasuk says, מוסר השם בני אל תימס. God's lesson, my son, do not be disgusted with. שמרן הסבא הקדוש מסלונים, זכותו יגן עלינו פירש בזה, that the elder grandfather from Slonim explained about this pasuk, המוסר שהשם יתברך אומר ליהודי הוא, what does God teach a Jew? בני, my son. הרי בני, הנך בן מלך. You're my son. You're no simple individual. You're the son of a king. אל תמאס. Don't be disgusted. אל תמאס את עצמך. Don't make yourself disgusting בדברים שאינם הולמים לבן מלך, with actions that are not befitting the son of a king. Remember who you are. וכמו כן יש לפרש הפסוק לאידך גיסא לצד הטוב. So too we could explain the verse the other way, for the side of good. מוסר השם בני, God's lesson son, בעת שיהודי בא לידי ייאוש, when a Jew comes to a moment where he's ready to give up, אחרי שמתייגע כל כך הרבה, after he's been working so hard, ואינו זז כמלוא נימה, and he feels like he hasn't budged a hair's width. The pasuk tells us sometimes a person works so hard and he feels like he hasn't budged a hair's width. He's still where he started. He's standing against the mountain and he's pushing and he feels like he's not getting anywhere. Al ze amar, about this the pasuk says, מוסר השם בני, God's lesson, you're my son. הרי בני אתה, you are my son, God says, ובן המלך אין לו להתייאש. The son of a king doesn't give up. שהרי יש לו הבטחה מהקדוש ברוך הוא, for he has a promise from God, שברגע האחרון, that even in the last moment, לא יניח לו לטבוע. He won't let him drown. A person sometimes feels like he's struggling, but he's sinking. There's a promise, you're not going to drown. That is the promise that was given to Yaakov, our forefather, before he went down to exile. I'm going down with you to Egypt, God says. And just like God said to Avram, in the decree of the Galus, know, you should certainly know, that your children will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs. And they will make them work. They will torture them for 400 years. That the purpose of all this was that ultimately these children of yours will come out with great wealth. That the whole purpose of the exile to Egypt was so that they could raise from there the sparks of holiness. They're taking something out of there. They're going out with great wealth, great spiritual wealth. Kach gam bagalut haprat. So too, when it comes to the exile of the individual.
Amatarai.
The purpose is, shachrichen yetzu b'chush gadol, that after he endures all the difficulties, he comes out with great wealth. V'amunah hazot, and this faith, the knowledge, that in the end it'll all make sense. I don't know why it's so tough now. I don't know why things don't seem to be working the way I think Hashem would want them to work. Things are backfiring. I'm working and I seem to be getting nowhere. But this faith, that at the end it'll all make sense, and then I'll understand how this all brought me to the better end. That's what stood by our forefathers and us throughout the generations. Nachel megalut Mitzrayim, starting with the exile to Egypt, shayum shukaim sham bemimtet sharei tumah, that over there they were sunk down the 49 gates of defilement. V'achakach bechol dal legaluyot, and then in all four exiles, shegam beim ayum matzavim keinze, that in each exile there were always situations like this. Ha'emuna, that faith, v'avtacha sheftiach hakadosh baruch hu liYaakov, in this promise that Hashem promised Yaakov. Shimesak shamayim shamata, if I go up to heavens, you're there. Ve'atzia she'ol incha, and if I go down to the depths, you're still there with me. Sheyudi af pam eino mushlach, a Jew is never sent away. Gam kasha yeh b'shol tachtid, even when he's in the depths of hell, Hashem says I'm with him. Ve'torah kedusha melamedet lanu b'chol ze, and the Holy Torah teaches us in all of this at Musar Hashem b'ni. The lesson of Hashem is you are my son. Sheyudi yeda, that a Jew has to know godel orko shel Yehudi shebini ata, the great value of each Jew. God says, you are my son. Uchmo she'amar Rav HaKadosh HaBiboruch Mimezbush, zchuto yegen aleinu, and like the Holy Rabbi Baruch Mimezbush said, shezkeno abesht HaKadosh Amar, that his altize, his grandfather Baal Shem Tov said, shelego yivshal hazbir ma'u Yehudi, that if you want to explain to a non-Jew what is a Jew, you can't explain it to him. V'amar, and then he added, shegam liyudi, that also to a Jew, yivshal hazbir ma'u Yehudi, you can't explain to him what is a Jew. Et godel kedushat am Yisrael, the great holiness of the Jewish people, kedushat ha'am hanivchar, the holiness of the chosen nation, shein nitzchiyut, that is eternity. So, on the other hand, but Hashem says, but know your value. And Hashem says, I am with you, you are my son, and I'm going to ensure that you come out of it, you're going to be elevated, you'll go up and up, you'll take what's good from it, and ultimately it'll make sense for you why it had to look this way. Right now it doesn't make sense, but you should know I'm with you. And you should know that ultimately it will.